Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
And Big Willie, 105.5, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. live. Thursdays and Fridays, the River Talk Radio Network Encore presentations here with Dr. Angelo Georges. Full disclosure, he's my doctor. I love him. He's Greek. And from Youngstown, although I'm not going
to
hold
I went to college there from Shadyside, Ohio.
I always get Shadyside and Youngstown.
They're far apart, man.
I always get it mixed up. That's just me. So we raised a lot of money, which is great. We're going to come back. Did Jessica Stanley, the widow of Demetrius Stanley, like the event?
She did very much. I talked to Justin Green yesterday, or texted. We all say talk. It's all texted.
Justin Green.
That was the MC. That was the first guy that went up. It was his idea. His father and Demetrius's father, I think, were in business in the 80s, and they became he was the one that said Demetrius was like his big brother.
From St. Clairsville,
from what I understand, I don't have her cell phone, but yeah, she was very pleased with the turnout. And first time over 100, like I said, cleared $15,000 as of yesterday. It may still be coming in. So,
Guess is going to go way up because of the show here. Let me tell you.
So, I don't know now.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Well, there's a thing that all bad publicity is good publicity. I don't know what that saying is.
Tell that to P. Diddy. Let's see how that works out.
That's true.
Screening for cancer, prostate cancer awareness, all that. Any latest developments with that? Anything?
There's some experimental, no, I wouldn't say experimental, proton, I don't want to get into proton therapy is being looked at. It's not what I had to be treated with mine. I went with seeds. I enjoyed talking about it with people because a lot of people called me afterwards because, you know, you went up there. But Demetrius lost a war. I was in a small battle. And fortunately, the prognosis is great and I feel good. And it's what it is, what it is.
So you say seeds. We're talking apple seeds, squash seeds.
Well, they put
seeds,
little radiation seeds in your prostate. It's done under local.
Really?
Yes. And
Do you glow at all?
There's a period of time I have to carry a card through the airport and show them for like 6 months till the half-life goes down and show them that I might light up everything.
Wow. And
they said no prolonged sitting of infants or pets on your lap. Like you can have them for a little bit, but like 20 minutes or more for the first 6 months, you should not have anybody sitting on your lap.
Holy cow, jeez Louise. And you're okay now?
Great, I am. I get my my first follow-up PSA in December dropped to 1.5, which is great, and I'll do a follow-up in 6 months. As long as it trends downward, I'm good.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
Right.
That is great. So,
thank you.
What else is going on with prostate cancer screening or anything else with Brave Men? Oh, was that his dad?
Wayne played in the NFL for 10 years.
Really?
Yes, for the Green Bay Packers, I believe, yes.
Wayne Stanley,
yeah.
What position? Defensive back?
I want to say that.
Yeah,
I want to say that, yes.
Holy cow.
I didn't Google him, but somebody had told me he played for 10 years.
My goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. No, it was a wonderful event. The food was
Thank you.
River City Ale Works deserves a big round of applause.
I think they do, too. I hadn't been to an event there in a long time. I can't remember way back when, if your wife's organization had events there, but I want to say, was she Paint the Town Pink? Was that that?
I don't.
Or Florence, was she Florence? I can't remember.
She worked a lot of different organizations, did wonderful.
But I hadn't been back. I thought the food was good.
The servers were great. Both of them were terrific. And the bar, everything. Everything. Who was the guy that had the green shoes? Did you see the green shoes?
He was with Jessica Stanley.
Oh, really?
And
how did he make them so green and light up?
I got introduced to him a couple of times, and I was a little jealous because I had some nice spats on myself. I said, "But you outdid me," you know. So I met him. His last name, I think it began with an M, but I apologize, I do not remember. But he was from Columbus.
Did he have batteries in those things?
I think it was just all bling, glitter.
Honestly, it was unbelievable.
It was like Wizard of Oz, the red shoes, that glow to it. Yeah,
the movie slippers. Yes, absolutely. Great. And how's Nancy doing?
She's doing well. I enjoyed her pictures, not to bring up a sore subject. But
she's upset now, too?
No, she enjoyed the pictures.
God.
She was pleasantly surprised. And she also was seen
what
in
do
that.
You mean she was pleasantly surprised.
No, I mean, what was she expecting?
You come in here and you're just ripping me left and right. Busting every ball that I have left.
No. And she got like in the little Channel 7 thing. You could see her walking past Jessica, you know. So she got on this big screen or whatever it's called. Yeah.
She did it on purpose, right?
I don't think so. I don't think she did.
Okay. Yeah. Your daughter's very sweet.
Thank you, Natalie Drew.
Natalie Drew. That's right, Natalie Drew.
It's one word.
Yes. And Ian and Lindsay.
Very good. Thank you.
Very, very impressive. It was a great time. So for next year, other than not inviting me, what do you think is going to change?
I hope to raise more money with sponsorships. Now that I understand what it was, and what I liked the most about it was, it almost was like a 3-hour. Evolving cocktail hour.
Yes.
Where it was not anybody, you had to sit down and listen to prolonged speeches. You could kind of get up, meander over, and it was like, boom, it just went like that. Everybody was just, you ate. I think Justin talked 3 to 5 minutes. You saw the video.
Yes.
I got up, talked 10, 15 minutes on my personal journey, and then we're all walking around, and then Jessica got up and gave the nuts and bolts of the organization, and I thought it was very casual, very nice,
really well done.
I thought so too, very well done.
Have they had other big events like this
in Ohio? This is the first one. It started last year. This is the first one they've had in West Virginia outside the state of Ohio that I'm aware of. So that's great, good. So
what else is what was that sigh? What was that sigh?
That's getting up for a 7 a.m. meeting. That's getting up for a 7 a.m. meeting. We're not here.
That's a world-class sigh. It's like, oh, I'm on with Dimitri.
And then running over here, going to the office, doing some work, running back. I was like,
that's why you have a staff, for God's sake.
And I have a 5:30 meeting this evening. I'll be in bed by 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, I need your advice here. Because, again, honestly, all this was, I just wanted to do the right thing, and no good deed goes unpunished. So here's my thoughts. What I'm thinking of doing, and I have not even brought this up to management yet, but let me ask you. We have a new phone system here, and people can call in and vote, and they voted that I should not show the Chrissy Clutter posing photos, even though she wrote that terrible thing about me. What if
who wrote a terrible thing about you?
Chrissy Clutter.
About me.
But that's okay. I still like her.
Okay.
Anyway, so my thought is this. Maybe tomorrow we could do a semi-scientific, not even survey, but a poll. And whether I should take down all of those posts, every one of them, and make them just essentially vaporize. If the people vote that, I would be willing to do that. Would you have any problems with that?
No, not at all. But
I was trying to help.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
And again, like I said, you post on Facebook, you own it. I hate it. I dislike it. I think a lot of social media cowards get on there and they do what they have to do. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other issue is, did you ask permission to post the pictures? You know, the pictures I saw, it looked like most were smiling.
Okay,
they're apparently listening to that last listener, a couple pictures that was somewhat, I think the term she used was objectifying. But let me just say this before, and I'm glad that person was at the gala and had as opposed to being from afar.
Yes.
Let me just give a little background, and I have strong feelings on this.
We've got a couple minutes.
Okay, yeah. And I'll try to be brief, but my mother was one of the few working women in Chase out of Ohio when my parents, real job, she was an RN. My dad, they moved down from Cleveland, got a lot of grief from guys for relying on your wife to work while he taught school, okay, and took summer jobs. He didn't give a crap. He was from Cleveland. I remember her raising my sister Stacy, who was born 1952, so you can do the math, saying never be dependent on a man, no matter what. Now, how ahead of its time was that? Okay, I grew up around strong rooms. Stacy became a tough leader of the St. Clairsville Teachers Union. You know, I get on her all the time, you know, but I grew up in that kind of environment. Nancy is tough, okay? Tony DiCarlo is tough. Chrissy Clutter is tough. They were professional women there,
right,
okay? As far as saying that they would ever be implied that they were being a victim or objectified, I would laugh. I said, God hope you try, because they will give you hell in return if you try to, you know, that
they'd
kind of stuff.
They'd beat me up. Stacy, you know, would beat me up, and she'd enjoy it.
Yeah, and I know she liked her pictures, and she sleeps in.
Picture.
She doesn't go to bed till 3 or 4 in the morning. From what I saw, my group that were sent to me, you know, now, if I would have told you, if you sent one to me,
right,
and I'm doing a shot, I would call you and say, take that damn thing down.
I did have some of those. I didn't post those.
Yeah, right.
I actually do.
I don't care. I don't about having a cocktail, but if I'm in the beer pong thing, take that down. And so, you know, like I said, the Jessica Stanley one, from what I understand, you know, I guess it's...
She was bending over the computer. That's all I was trying to do.
I know. And, you know, people are sensitive today. But again, those, I would just say, be careful you're not a prisoner of your own opinions. I believe it comes from Stoicism. We value opinions. We want to do it. But don't be preset and give the other person a chance to explain.
Yeah.
Now, whether they buy it or not, or buy your stuff, that's another thing. But again, I guess that's the issue with social media. You try to do a good thing.
Honestly, that's all this ever was, Angela. That's all this ever was. And I swear to God, I'm sorry I did it. Anyway, so if they vote tomorrow,
let me come over and just talk about the event. I'm sorry
absolutely
we walked into this, but
so am I. But so if they vote tomorrow to delete all of the everything, every post, you're okay with that. Brave men will be okay with that too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not Brave Men. I mean, I was a featured speaker.
You would be okay with that.
Yeah, if that's what the overwhelming majority, we are in a democracy or constitutional republic.
Yes.
Majority rules with respect to minorities, although that's got shifted. I don't want to get into that over the last...
But tomorrow, if they vote, you got to delete the all the posts.
Yeah.
Unless management tells me otherwise, which I don't think they will, I'll delete them.
Yeah,
I'll delete them, and we can use the phone system for both hours, and then whatever the people decide to vote, that's what it is.
Yeah.
We're almost out of time. If people want to get more information from you or from cancer, prostate cancer screening or anything, give us some information very quickly.
Anyways, see your primary care physician or your nurse practitioner. Make sure you get a PSA every year, starting at least at the age of 40. Follow the trends in it, like you, because some, you know, go on my chart now. We can look. You have any questions, even if it's 4.1 and normal 0 to 4, say, hey, what's that all about? Be aggressive and, you know, like I was, and catch it early.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that, Angela?
They could call the office, 304-242-4182.
Once again, that number is?
304-242-4182.
Efkati Stahl, thank you very much, sir. And I'm sorry for all of this. We'll do the survey tomorrow, and then whatever it is, I will delete every one of them if that's what the listeners want. It really is. Download the River Network app.
All right.